Good morning. It is 7:46 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our monthly update from the Coffeyville Police Department. We have some new faces here in the studio. We're welcoming in Sergeant Tyler Hagebush and Officer Tyler Stride. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey, it's great to have you along here, and I think first time that you've been able to be on the program, so welcome.
Correct. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to have you along. So as we, you know, like to go and kind of highlight a few different topics here from the police department and all the different things you're working on and good community reminders, of course, we're pretty quick into back to school, and I know you had a few items to talk about kind of when it comes to the traffic here around our various schools here in town.
That's correct. When it comes to school pickup, school drop-off in the mornings and pickup in the afternoons, there's always some challenges. Seems like we have a lot of parents trying to get into the same place at the same time. And, you know, safety right now is our number one concern with the school back in session. Kids crossing through the crosswalks, kids coming off of school buses, etc. I mean, those are going to be the top, you know, of our priorities. We see some troubles around community elementary, specifically around pickup time, just because of the congestion at the pickup zones. Just want to stress the importance of keeping the roadways clear. That way the crosswalks stay clear. The children are visible. That way they can cross the road safely.
And I know that they usually have some crossing guards out there to kind of facilitate things, kind of add that extra measure of safety in there, right?
Correct. Yeah, they've got crossing guards in the morning and in the afternoon to help those kids cross the crosswalk safely. But what we see a lot of times is cars back up out of the pickup zones into the street, and then they back up where other cars behind them can't get around, and then they actually obstruct the crosswalks for the kids with their vehicles.
So if someone is in that situation, what's your advice to that? Should they kind of go around and try to wait for things to clear out a little bit, or what's the best practice?
And we have plenty of people that try to go around, but a lot of those areas over there are so congested that some of them can't. So if the pickup zone is, if you're not able to pull your vehicle completely off the roadway into that pickup zone, we just ask that you keep circling until you have adequate room to pull in there. And that way it keeps those roadways open and the crosswalks clear.
Sure, I gotcha. And, you know, because sometimes it's kind of one of those things, you're like, wow, what do I do? You know, trying to figure it out pretty quick. Exactly. Now, I know that the city is you know, not going to be here immediately, but they did get a grant to add some of those traffic islands and that sort of thing. So that sounds like some of those features will help enhance some of that safety in addition to the sidewalks.
Any safety out there, improvements will be a blessing, and we're looking forward to anything like that.
Yeah.
So I've heard some brief talks around the department of ideas and what's going to happen, but I haven't heard of anything that's been set in stone yet, but we're excited for those.
Sure. Yeah, I know. It's one of those things. They just got the grant, and they'll be working on the plans for that. But another thing is, I mean, the fact that we have a majority of those kids, you know, there's a lot of kids who are walking to school, to mm-hmm. all of our schools. So mm-hmm. Any tips on that for especially parents maybe, you know, having their kids walk to school for the first time here as we get into the new school year?
Yeah, absolutely. There's especially with we've got a whole new grade level at Roosevelt Middle School now. We've got a younger generation there at Roosevelt, a lower grade level than we've had in years past. You have some younger kids that are walking to and from that school. It definitely doesn't hurt to sit down and have a conversation with the kids, you know, about traffic safety and, you know, something as basic as making sure we're looking both ways before we cross the street, because you know, as we discussed before we came on the air, you know, some four-way stops here in town, some people don't stop at those. We had an accident yesterday right down here next to the radio station. You know, just because there's a stop sign there doesn't mean that car is going to stop. So make sure that they're paying attention to vehicles.
That's right. And even though, you know, it's at those low speeds, there can still be some damage to vehicles. You know, we would hope you would not have injuries like that. Yeah, it's just one of those things that really need to keep your head on a swivel. And it doesn't help either with, you know, there's a lot of construction going on too, and that can be kind of distracting, I think, from a motorist perspective. So it's a really another reason to focus on the road.
Correct. Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff, especially along 8th Street here. You know, we're doing some major improvements on the infrastructure and the roadways soon to come, but in the meantime, we've got a lot of construction equipment, orange traffic cones, orange safety fence that can be an obstruction sometimes to kids darting out from a sidewalk. So yeah, definitely slow down and be paying attention to not only to the kids crossing the road to go to school, but we've got plenty of people out on foot work in these construction zones as well. So,
well, and the other thing is, a lot of times, sometimes some of these lanes may be kind of reduced to one lane for, you know, an hour or so, you know, kind of while they move those cones around. So it's another one of those kind of courtesy things that I think people seem like they do a great job when, in my experience, but you kind of got to work out when you're on the road, okay, who's going to go and who's going to stop?
Right. Correct. Yeah. There's that back and forth and, you know, just waving, I guess, through the windshield and hoping that the next guy sees you do that and waving him on or something. So
sure. It seems to me, and I mean, I haven't, it's been a while since I've looked at the driver's ed manual, but it seems like typically the folks in that, if one lane is blocked, usually the folks in that blocked lane usually kind of stop first and let that other lane through.
Correct.
So
yeah.
But yeah, it's been a while. I don't even think, do they publish that anymore? Is it all online now?
That book? I think there's a published option still available at the driver's license office.
I remember having to buy that. So, yeah. What about maybe Officer Strad? What about cell phones? You know, when it comes to that, do you have any kind of general reminders for us when it comes to that cell phone use?
Yeah. So just to kind of add on what he was saying, like, you know, inattentive driving, in and of itself is illegal. So while we're driving, the state law is very clear on cell phone usage in terms of, you cannot text and drive specifically. You can have a phone call, but if that phone call or whatever you're doing inside of the vehicle is taking your attention so far away from the roadway that it becomes a danger, then it's illegal. And unfortunately, sometimes it, or most of the time, by the time that that happens, you know that you've been in an accident. So, and that's when that's determined, is that I wasn't paying attention. That's what caused this. So, yeah, no, just pay attention. I mean, you can only control what you can control. And as a driver, that's your responsibility, is to ensure that the public is safe while you're operating the vehicle.
When it comes to actual like traffic violations, is there one thing that kind of rises to the top that you guys just tend to see more in your day to day?
I mean, cell phone usage is a big part of that, which is why it's kind of like a top leading topic. But just basic things. Sometimes it's conversations in cars. Many times people just say, I wasn't paying attention. That's a very common answer we get, is I just didn't see him, or I wasn't paying attention. So that's kind of the purpose of today, especially with a lot of kids out. We want to ensure that, you know, drivers are paying attention, and then parents are ensuring their kids are well educated on you know, the importance of safety on the road and paying attention to that.
No, absolutely. It's a great reminder for sure. And you know, that's the last thing you want to have happen is something, you know, end tragically. And you know, that's the biggest thing, you know, trying to avoid any sort of accidents in that vein. So just with, you know, all those kids being back, you know, we also have those school zones that are in place once again. So what those are typically covering the periods of kind of morning and afternoon pickup and drop off, right?
Yeah, they start I think about 30 minutes before and after the school release times. We do have flashing signs at several of the schools. I know, you know, the most traveled streets being, you know, like 4th, 8th, Klein, you know, those areas. Absolutely not to take away from, like, the ELC center over there at 2nd and Walnut. I don't believe they have any flashing signs around that one, but there is posted 20-mile-an-hour speed zones over there. We just don't have as many traffic congestion problems because it's a smaller school and stuff over there. And, you know, we try to prioritize where we can make the biggest impact at. And, you know, we have a lot of more kids, seems like, crossing the street coming from, you know, the elementary CE specifically and Roosevelt versus the preschool. So a lot of those kids, of course, are getting picked up by parents. So, you know, wherever we can make the biggest impact at, that's where we'll be at. But yeah, we're out there. We're visible. We're setting clearly marked. I do make a special point to try to get out a lot of times over around Community Elementary and make sure that roadway stays clear. I'll be out of my vehicle a lot of times, but we're out there. We're enforcing those speed zones and stuff as well. And they are 20 miles an hour.
Well, and the other thing is the fact that although you may have passed the school already, but you need to keep an eye out for that end of the school zone because you may still be in a school zone for a block or two, right?
That's correct. Yep.
Good reminder. We are speaking here with officers from the Coffeyville Police Department. And kind of backtracking here just a little bit, I know that you guys had the National Night Out here this last month. Seemed like that was another great event.
It was, yeah. Officer Tori Johnson, she kind of spearheaded that one and led that this year. She did an excellent job at organizing that and getting those supporters and sponsors and stuff through local businesses in town that help us participate and make that event what it is. I mean, the pool is a huge, I guess that's a good destination to have it, you know, a good place that everyone can gather and cool off, but it wouldn't be what it is today without those sponsors. So we're very appreciative of those.
Absolutely. Well, gentlemen, anything else as we get closer to wrapping up our segment here today?
I don't think so.
No, we appreciate your time.
Appreciate it.
Thank
though.
You.
All right. Thank you so much. That is Officer Tyler Stride and Sergeant Tyler Hagebush here on the Mighty 690 for our monthly report from Coffeyville Police Department. We'll catch up with more guests here at this time next month. On the way, we'll be getting into Open Line here in just a few minutes after an update from Coffeyville's Reawakening at 910, Coffeyville Friends of Animals at 1010.